air. It's hockey night tonight. The tension grows and the whistle blows and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars and Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period. Well, players dash with skates aflash. The Oilers trail behind. And they grab the puck and go bursting up. And they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees. They travel like a burning flame. See them slide the puck inside. She's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Okay, third period. Last game of the division playoffs, Dallas at Edmonton. Sky Reach Center, cheap beer night.
Well, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. With a final flick of a hockey stick and one gigantic scream. The puck is in and Edmonton wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Now, Stompin' Tom ends the song here, but we figured he'd probably written the best song that's been written about hockey, but my friend from Calgary, Alberta, Tim Huss, who writes songs also, emailed me and told me that he hadn't written the best song about hockey because he hadn't mentioned anything about beer or Gary Bettman or that scheme where they had the red and blue lights on the screen to try and denote where the puck is going. So he wrote a fourth verse for the song, and I feel obliged to include it in my live version. It goes like this here.
Well, goodness me, Fox TV, where did you get your sight? Can't you keep track? The puck is black, that's why the ice is white. And that big red glare you see up there, well, we've seen that for years. For heaven's sakes, all it takes is a couple of dozen beers. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. He shoots, he scores.
Good afternoon. Welcome to 101.5 UMFM. My name is Skippy. And this is What's the Narrative. I'm by myself. Chelsea is not here today, but we are thinking about her. In the meantime, I had a narrative all to myself. And in the winter, we tried to get a sports narrative together. And, well, I seem to be the only one who had any experience with it, so we put it to the side. I thought, since I'm here by myself, that would be the most appropriate time to dig out that playlist and share it with you. And we started with Corb Lund's version of the hockey song. I think I had like four different covers, couple punks covers by DOA and Hanson Brothers, who I will play later on. I just, and Stompin' Tom's, of course, was classic, but I remember that Corb Lund version. The Folk Fest had to be 15 or 16 years ago now. He played a little workshop and pulled out that song on, and I was like blown away that he was able to make it his own but still keep it true. So, why not throw that out from Modern Pain if you're looking for that copy. I know a lot of purists will stay with the Stompin' Tom. Now, this narrative is going to be sports, but while putting it together, it was mostly hockey. Just way it is. Up north, you play hockey and then you write songs. And they're going to be a lot of songs about hockey. I have some baseball songs thrown in just because I wanted to get to them, so I didn't make it all hockey. And I didn't want to play the Super Bowl shuffle. So it's mostly hockey. But I digress. Let us get to another song about hockey by Warren Zevon called Hit Somebody. And this was a song that Kevin Smith has been working on writing. First, I think it was a movie. Then they were going to make it a miniseries, TV series, and he's written it, but they haven't gone into production yet. It keeps getting shelved, which is too bad. I would have liked to have seen it. In the meantime, let's listen to a little song about the Enforcer from Warren Zevon. Hit Somebody, the hockey song, 101.5 UM FM.
He was born in Big Beaver by the borderline. He started playing hockey by the time he was 9. His dad took the hose and froze the backyard. Little Buddy dreamed he was Rocket Richard. He grew up big and he grew up tough. He saw himself scoring for the Wings or Canucks, but he wasn't that good with a puck. Buddy's real talent was beating people up. His heart wasn't in it, but the crowd ate it up. Through peewees and juniors and midgets and mites, he must have racked up more than 300 fights. Till a scout from the Flames came down from Saskatoon, said there's always room on our team for a goon. Son, we've always got room for a goon. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right. A check at the blue line looking for a fight. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? Hit somebody was what the crowd roared when Buddy the Goon came over the boards. Coach, he'd say, I wanna score goals. The coach said, Buddy, remember your role. The fast guys get paid, they shoot and they score. Protect them, Buddy, that's what you're here for. Protection is what you're here for. Protection, it's the stars who score. Protection, go and kick somebody's ass. Protection, don't put the biscuit in the basket, just hit somebody. It rang in his ears, blood on the ice ran down through the years. The king of the goons with a box for a throne, 1,000 stitches and broken bones. He never lost a fight on his icy patrol, but deep inside Buddy only dreamed of a goal. He just wanted one damn goal. There were Swedes at the blue line, Finns at the red, a Russian with a stick heading straight for his head. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? In his final season, on his final night, Buddy and a Finn goon were pegged for a fight. 30 seconds left, the puck took a roll, and suddenly Buddy had a shot on goal. The goalie committed
but he picked his spot. 20 years of waiting went into that shot. The fans jumped up, and the Finn jumped too. And Cole cocked Buddy on his follow through. The big man crumbled, but he felt all right. 'Cause the last thing he saw was the flashing red light. He saw that heavenly night. There were skis to the left of him, Russians to the right. A check at the blue line looking for a fight. Take care of your teeth, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
It's somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
It's somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Mr. Hornberger, do you and your wife ever fight? Not all the time. After her hysterectomy, she was in a coma briefly. How do y'all make up? Look, Paula and I love each other, but two people living together, it's unnatural. And while our children are basically snot silos with BB guns, they do come in handy as a buffer.
Is that like being a fluffer? Because I have done that and did not enjoy it. Blow-drying animals at a pet salon is hard work.
We, the undersigned, put forth his name. Whereas Reggie Leach was born and played. Minor hockey back in my hometown. The rifle fired his first 500 here. Slapped his way into the NHL.
We, the undersigned, put forth his name.
Whereas some of us weren't always fair. To the native kid on borrowed skates. Chippy ghoulies and Ukrainians. In the corners with our elbows.
We, the undersigned, put forth his name.
Whereas Reggie on a playoff run could make a dad go buy the new TV. Put his youngest by the window place. Split antenna in her tiny hands.
The undersigned put forth his name.
Whereas photos from the old Tribune of Reggie smiling with the Stanley Cup curled their corners, dropped off bedroom walls, left a square of where they used to be.
The undersigned put forth his name to the Hockey Hall of Fame. The undersigned put forth his name to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Therefore we,
the undersigned, put forth his name
to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
It has come to my attention that some of what I said yesterday may have been misconstrued. Going both ways in football means playing offense and defense. And there is nothing gay about the Princeton fight song. Oh, the merry men of Princeton are charging up the rear, holding all the balls. Okay, I hear it now.
Take shots till they make the thing drive. Out at school, back on the ice. That was his life. He was gonna play in the big league.
Del Barber and the No Regretskis from the Puck Drops here, cover of Tom Cochran and Red Ryder's Big League. Growing up, that was the first song about sports I ever really, really gravitated to. I wanted to be that kid who wanted to make it in the big leagues. And, well, it's more than just a song about hockey, it's a song about, well, about prairie life, about life. I'll leave it there. Puck Drops here. Great album by Del Barber about hockey. If I get around to it, I might play a couple more tracks off that. But I know Jeff, Tell the Band to Go Home's had Del in, and he's played plenty off that album. Those of you follow the show off of that one, you've heard it. So I had to share it. It was a great version. Yeah, that's just where it goes. Before that, John K. Sampson and Petition. I know it was originally called Petition, and then they changed it to the actual website where the petition was on. And that's from Provincial. And about Reggie Leach, the Riverton Rifle from Barron's River First Nation, played for famously for the Philadelphia Flyers, but Boston Bruins draft pick, played 3 years with the California Golden Seals, or Seals, yeah, flip-flopped, and then finished his career one season with the Detroit Red Wings, but deservedly, I think, needs to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. He had, as short as his career was, it was more than just impactful, it was meaningful. And we started with Warren Zevon and Hit Somebody, the hockey song from My Rides Here, with you probably heard David Letterman voicing it, who was a Warren Zevon fan. And I love that song. A song about the enforcer, the goon, as he calls it. And maybe someday Kevin Smith's script will be made about that song. I forget the name of the writer. Warren Zevon worked with a sports writer to write that, and then the other writer contacted Kevin Smith and wanted to make that song, the story, into something live action. So that's still on the shelf. But you listen to 101.5 UMFM. This is What's the Narrative about sports, and we've been mostly hockey. So let's switch a little bit to some baseball. And I've got a few baseball songs that I wanted to share, including Terry Cashman, who in 1980 released a quintessential baseball song, I think, before Don Henley dropped his. I'm trying to remember when John Fogerty dropped his. regardless, I think this one carries the true fan of baseball spirit, name dropping and the like. It's called Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, and to non-baseball fans, they might know it as the from the famous Simpsons episode about baseball, where Terry Cashman comes back and parodies his own song. But this is the original, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Duke being Duke Schneider. Look it up. 101.5 UMFM.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller. The scooter, the barber, and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber, and the Duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie May. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Quisenberry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. Is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey. It was Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Say hey, say hey, say hey. I'm talking Willie,
Joe. just done it again. Bumpy dog barked at the booze I get. How does it look from where you sit? Looks like a cyclone sliding in. Jody Maggio's done it again.
You know, revenge is a dish best served cold, Jack. Like sashimi or pizza.
You prefer cold pizza?
The morning after? It's the best.
Better than hot pizza? That's insane.
You don't tell me what kind of pizza to like.
Music do you folks like to buy?
Well, Jenna, you know, times are tough.
And it's not getting any easier now that Obamacare is extending our life expectancy. Let me die in an emergency room with a treatable disease like an American.
But music can let you forget about all that. Folks like us, we need an escape. It's just like what Jimmy Buffett says. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Of course, we don't have a stereo anymore on account of our mayor, who's a meth addict, took it apart in a field. But Ron sings. He writes his own songs.
Are they about being a loser?
Some of them.
Playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball.
way to dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks, take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball of Mr. Curtis Blow. Against Earl the Pearl and Will Bigo and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem, is the center of my starting team. Isaiah and Iceman too, just give him the ball and then you talk up too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Sampson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dell Dawkins got a monster dunk. To the hoop, y'all. Yes. Ha-ho, here I go. Face. Watch me. Deal, deal, deal. Check me, man. Get on down. Oh, yeah, I like this basketball.
Hey, we got to take it on down there, Curtis. Basketball, Curtis Blow. Classic hip-hop there. Now, I'm not a big basketball fan. Probably one of my least favorite of the major sports. And I'm counting soccer as probably my favorite sport. At least one of my favorite sports. So there are a lot of songs about basketball, but that was the first one I ever heard. And, unlike hockey, I just couldn't relate. I didn't know who the players were at the time. I do now, but here and there. That was a little set that diverged from hockey, went a little basketball and a bit more from baseball. We heard Center Field, John Fogerty classic, done by Stellar Cart, Christian pop punk band from Arizona, from their third album, Expect the Impossible. I thought, change it up a little bit. You've heard Fogerty's version many times, so their version was satisfactory. I thought it was from the 90s, but it was actually from 2008, so Christian pop punk still goes strong, I think. Billy Bragg and Wilco from before that, with Joe DiMaggio, Done It Again from Mermaid Avenue Volume 2, and started off with Terry Cashman, Willie Mickey, and the Duke, which you might recognize a little bit from The Simpsons, or at least when they parodied it. And it's been a while now, so maybe some of you haven't, depending on how old you are. I digress. This is what's the narrative, or our narrative today is sports and mostly hockey. So we're going to get back to some hockey songs and try to pick it up a little bit, much like that Stellar Cart. They're going to pick up the pace, pick up the guitars, and rock out, have fun. From Pursuit of Happiness from the 90s. They had a video for this on Much Music that played all the time. Get a little CanCon in because it was a short song. And as much as a Winnipeg Jets fan, I could appreciate that. Gretzky rocks. 101.5 UMFM.
Walter Gretzky had a son. He grew up to be the great one. He came from Brantford, Ontario. He liked Gordy, how you know. Americans don't understand the national sport of the Northland. The world's best game, they're always dissing, but they don't know what they are missing. They just watch Wayne Gretzky play, then they'd watch hockey every day. Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy, Wayne Gretzky rocks.
go by his side. He built a bridge in the city with pride. Then he moved out to L.A. to help bring hockey to the U.S.A. Everyone needed Peter and Jennifer, trading the best player on the planet. I
traded him and sure enough, he took the Kings to the Stanley Cup. Actually, I like the Hawks, but boy, oh boy,
this card and get a cake for the crew.
Oh, that's very thoughtful, Ms. Maroney.
Well, one of the camera guys just had a baby, and I'm sick of hearing about it. This will put me back on top.
J'allume ma dernière cigarette, je débouche ma dernière bière tablette. Je fais jamais de joke avec les tapettes, mais je la bouge, je dis qu'on se met portin à gauche, l'enjeu est vrai.
We'll be right back.
Babe Rock.
Some real problems with this Law and Order SVU script. We can't say Dick Wolf on TV.
Listen up, standards and practices. I just had an emergency meeting with legal, and we can no longer use the words hit, great show, fun, or broadcast television.
Oh,
Chase is in a bad mood. He gave up carbs, dairy, and sugar. Oh, not sugar the food, sugar the woman who waters the plants. His wife caught Chase fertilizing her. Get it?
Yes.
Hey, Dave!
Everyone there is to know, from the man who's down to the steel mojo. Some of them are friends, some of them are hoes, but still get along with them. Bring back, bring back. I show up at 3 p.m. I just hang out until the end. I don't mix with the other team, but I still get along with them. Bring back. I'm in love with the hot dog girl. I'm in love with the popcorn girl. I'm in love with the drinking girl. Bring back. Everyone there is to know, from the manager down to skip the board joint. Some of them are friends and some of them are hoes, but I still get around with them. Bring that! Bring that! I'm in love with the hot dog girl. I'm in love with the popcorn girl. I'm in love with the chicken girl. Bring that! Bring that! Bring that! Bring that!
Spontaneous actor. I never do the same thing twice.
Action.
Honey, I'm home. Pac-Man, I'm Jewish.
When you're defenseless, they are defenseless. Your team is unprotected.
There is Connecticut's The Zambonis and Break Away from their greatest hits. Oh, very well-known hockey-based indie band. They've written songs for the Bruins and Avalanche. The NHL has commissioned them to play. And I'll have some more Zambonis to end off the show. But before the Zambonis, we had a whole slew of fun, fast rock and roll hockey songs. We had the Hanson Brothers and Rink Rat from Sudden Death. No Means No side project there. Monster Truck and the Enforcer from Sittin' Heavy, which sounds great on Hockey Night in Canada with a bunch of, you know, Don Cherry, Rock'em Sock'em type clips in front of it. I know that's where I first heard that song, and I know you probably might have heard it too, or you might not, but I had to hear it in a hockey theme playlist like that. DOA, Donnybrook. I never really heard the term Donnybrook as much as I have since I started watching Letterkenny, from their hockey themed album, The Kings of Punk Hockey and Beer. Lays Dale Hawerchuk from Quebec, and the song Dale Hawerchuk from their self-titled album. Started off with Pursuit of Happiness and Gretzky Rocks from Glory Days of the 90s. That was my Glory Days, I guess. But my time is up. Next week, hopefully Chelsea will be back. We miss her. My name is Skippy. This has been What's an Air of 101.5. We'll have a new narrative for you next week. Something better than this, probably. But I will leave you with the Zambonis before Lyle comes in here with Waxy's Dargle. And I want to drive the Zamboni, fittingly. Everybody wanted to drive the Zamboni. I know I did when I was a kid. See you next week, 101.5.
On a wall, that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.
Adieu, mon vieux.
À la prochaine.
Goodbye till when we meet again.